Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
That was from the Golden Age.
Now the inspiration for Hardy Har Har, our friend Dan Har.
Oh, I remember Lippy the Lion and Hardy Har. That was exactly in my wheelhouse.
Oh, yeah. It was huge. I tell you what, and nobody watched those cartoons and went out and committed crimes.
No, you did not.
You know? I mean, God knows I watched Heckle and Jekyll forever. And they may have greatly influenced my broadcasting
style. Herman and Catnip. There was a lot of mayhem there, too.
Listen, I was tough. It's a tough morning. I had to catch seven consecutive nights there behind the plate. That was tough.
Oh, yikes.
I tell you what, this playoffs, and I was away and I didn't give a hoot about the last 4 days of the playoffs.
Good for you.
But playing seven games in a row, at least the World Series is back to a more normal schedule.
They do have two breaks in the series, but it's tough on the pitchers and catchers. Everybody else should be fine.
Right. Well, because you know what? Because I did it, and we'll get to the topic in a minute, but I did a thing this year because I was bored out of my gourd. I bought Stratomatic, and I played the entire 1962 season for the Yankees, Red Sox, and Mets. You know, those guys played 160 games.
Oof.
They didn't whine. They didn't need mandatory days off. Those guys played played every game in 1962. Red Sox played 160 games. He played 160 games. It's crazy. Now if a guy plays 140, they think the managers are going to get brought up on labor laws. So,
how much did Yaz make that year?
Not much. Well, he was only in his second, third year, so he didn't make a lot.
God, think of that.
52,000 or something.
Oh, maybe. I bet you didn't even make that much. I bet you didn't make that much.
Well, we got a topic. I guess we got to.
Well,
do.
Yeah, Danny's,
right, okay.
Danny's got a column that talks about absentee ballots, and we are in such a 2 weeks from tomorrow is Election Day, which now is hard to believe, but we are talking about a system that on a large scale level we haven't seen in Connecticut before.
Yeah, the peak was 129,000 absentee ballots. That was the 2016 election.
Okay.
And now we're looking at least 600,000, and obviously it's probably going to be more than that. But we're not going to hit the million that we thought. And what I was thinking was a million, and the preparations were for 1.2 million or so, because if you take the percentage that voted in the August 11th primary and you multiply that by the number that are going to vote in this election, you get a little bit over 1 million. But we're not going to hit 1 million barring an amazing rush at the end, because so far 611,000 as of Friday night had requested ballots. So we're going to go over six, but not to 1 million.
Dan, you know, and you can read Dan's stuff any number of places, Middletown Press, any of the Hearst newspapers. But, I mean, the whole thing is, you know, were they ready for this? I mean, this kind of response?
Yes, actually, they've done a pretty good job. But we do, in the news business, as you guys obviously know, we focus on problems.
Of course.
And that's part of our job. And I think we've all reported there were some ballots sent to the wrong houses in Vernon, in Wallingford. Some of the big cities, notably in this time, New Haven, are having a little bit of trouble getting the ballots out. New Haven's had a lot of complaints. But Stamford, for example, I haven't heard too many problems in Stamford, and they've got, I think it's 26,000 ballots out already. I forget the number, but it's the most in the state. I would say overall it's going smoothly rather than not. Those problems that have cropped up have been the result of an error in matching up the voter's address with the exact district that they're in, and that's not good. You can't have that. But
by the way,
I'm sorry,
I thought you were done. Go ahead, Danny.
No, I'm just saying they're inventing the system that, in my view, and in the column that I wrote yesterday, you know, for Sunday, was this is really more permanent than a one-shot. We're not going to go back to 1.8 million people voting in person. Now, we're just not. There's not going to be a reason to do that. And so the law does have to change in order for that to happen. But I do see the law changing, and I do see this system being permanent.
Is it the same sort of thought process that now that people have worked remotely, they find that there's no need to go to the office? It's kind of the same thing. Once people vote remotely, they don't feel like they have to go to the polling place?
Well, that's right, but only more so, because in the case of the office, there are those of us who miss an office environment. Nobody misses waiting online on election day, although actually, tell you the truth, I guess maybe I'm wrong on that. I kind of like the process.
Yeah, you get to know your neighbors. Get to buy Girl Scout cookies. I mean, you can't lose. How can you lose on that?
That's right. And I can see, I can't see Andy Fleischman out there anymore because he's not in office, but it was a tradition.
To see him. You know, how many states, as you took a look in this, and here's the question that I have. A lot of states have done early voting. A lot of them have done mail-in voting. I mean, is this going to be the thing pretty much across the country?
Yes, it is, and it's not just Democratic states, as the president would have you.
No.
Utah is almost entirely. Ohio has early voting. I think that early voting makes sense. It's a little bit more of a resource use because you have to get people, you know, geared up for the process versus mailing voting or absentee ballot voting, where it's built into somebody's day-to-day job. But yes, I do think either early voting or mail-in voting. I mean, you're never going to want to see it like Oregon, where it's basically, what is it, 90% or 100%? Is that all they do out there? You know, it's the overwhelming majority. I don't know that Connecticut needs to move to that. But this, what we're going to see is about a third to 40% absentee in this election. We thought we were going to get half to 60%, but it's going to be closer to 40% or so. And that's a good number. You know, people don't all have to go out to the polls.
What are signs that the system is working, and what are signs that the system is not working?
Great question. Signs that the system is working is that overwhelmingly the town clerks are getting the job done in a way that's not. I was in town clerk's offices to do this column, and it's, you know, it's busy. It's like, yeah, we're busy, but it's a healthy busy. It's not a crazy, you know. I went to Woodbridge, and the town clerk there was very gracious. They don't have people in the office, and so in some ways that makes it easier. That is, they don't have people. They can have boxes piled where they need them. You don't have to worry about people going into the vault. But on the other hand, they have an awful lot of people calling on the phones. So it's busy. It's busy like a news office is busy, right? That's a healthy thing, and they're getting the job done. The sign of problems is you really, you know, you use the analogy that we're building the airplane as we're flying. Another airplane analogy is, like with aviation, there is a zero tolerance for failure. And so you can't have these few cases where voters get the wrong ballots. Which, by the way, happens in person, too, as we saw in Stratford in 2018, where 75 people voted in the wrong election, and the election was decided by 13 votes. That's not good either. And so I would say that's a sign of a problem. You have to have zero tolerance. The other thing is that the Republicans, my friend J.R. Romano, the Republican state chairman, keeps saying that the lists are not clean, and Senator Fasano, the lists are unclean. There are too many people on the voter list who are no longer voters. We all know lots of people who got ballots, absentee ballot applications, not absentee ballots, but absentee ballot applications, who haven't lived in the state in years. That shouldn't happen.
All right.
By the way, Yaz, 1962, second year in the majors, 15,000.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
$15,000. $100.
Oh.
Let that sink in a little bit.
Yeah.
Danny, great column. Keep
Thanks,
up the
Dan.
Good work. Enjoy Election Day. We'll talk to you after that, I'm sure.
Great to be on. Have a smooth couple of weeks, guys, because it'll
Thanks.
Be a little bit rocky after the third.
Right. Thanks, brother. We appreciate
$15,000.
$15,000 smackers. All right. Somebody
okay.
makes
about $120 today.
Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.